Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, welcome to the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. It's Liverpool versus Huddersfield at Anfield on Saturday. Big, big game for Liverpool. I am joined by Ben, John and Jamie for this one. Paul has picked a belter of a week to have off the fallout of Tottenham Hotspur and the build-up to the big game with Huddersfield. They've had an okay start to the season. They had a good start to the season, actually, and then it's kind of petered down a little bit from there. You know, they're now in 11th place. They're only a point behind us, I think, in the league, 12 points compared to Liverpool's 13. Ben, Liverpool coming off the back of an embarrassing loss against Tottenham at the weekend, and it was embarrassing for me anyway because of the performance and stuff. We very much need a win in this game, don't we?
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah, it's been too long without seeing us win any sort of, well, obviously we won the Maribor game, but you know, there's a league game, a league wins, it's been quite a while, isn't it? So it's the ideal game, isn't it, really, to perhaps get out. It's at home, it's not on telly in front of millions of people, you've not got Gary Neville commenting on every mistake that we make potentially, and you know, it's a good chance to just get a solid win and hopefully push on. But you know, you just never know at the moment, do you?
Yeah, that's it, Ben, isn't it? And John, Liverpool, our defence has been much maligned, and rightly so. Are you expecting wholesale changes from Jurgen Klopp for this game, or do you think he's going to have to have built up the players?
I think there's going to be a few big changes. I can't see him putting Lovren back out after what's happened, especially with it being a home game. I think he'll give him the game off. I think he's got an interesting decision to make in terms of the goalies. Because you know, he's set the standard of one plays in the Champions League, one plays in the league. So whether he changes that up and how that's handled, he doesn't. I think Mignolet's made mistakes, but he doesn't want to ruin his confidence as well, because that'll only make him worse. And he's probably got an interesting conversation to have over the fullbacks, whether he keeps Moreno, who's not really put a foot wrong this season. But do you move him to one side, or you know, what do we do there in terms of whether we start Trent? So. But I'd imagine he'd be looking to make big, apart from maybe Matip and Gomez, just because he hasn't really got many other options at centre-half.
Yeah, is that something that you think you could see for us, Jamie? Do you think we will see Joe Gomez in a centre-half with Joel Matip moving forwards?
That's what I think will happen, but it depends with Trent if he comes in at right-back, because then people will case the argument that Gomez and Trent, it might be it's too many youth in the side, so you know, there's not enough maturity in there, but I echoing what John's saying. I don't think Lovren is going to be, even into the squad, I don't think he'll be there on Saturday. So,
and I think, you know, I don't know whether you guys know, but Klopp had clear the air talks on Monday with the squad. He came in for a bit of a debrief on the Tottenham game, and he apparently went through all the errors for each of the Tottenham goals. Now, he was apparently happy with what the squad was saying, and you know, it was a brutal, open, honest conversation with the Liverpool players with proper feedback back and forth. Now, apparently, he gave them all Tuesday off, and I believe that if he wasn't happy with what he'd heard, he would have had extra sessions in on the Tuesday. But they've all had the day off. Do you think, similar to the lads there, that we could see wholesale changes, or do you think that, you know, it's about building Dejan Lovren's confidence back up and using him, because there will be times between now and January, if we sign a centre-back in January, where he will be needed?
Yeah, I think he will change it for this game, mainly because, like John said before, we're at home, and any sort of mistake is just going to get abuse, you know, from the crowd, whether we like it or not. That's how a football crowd can be, and you know, if Lovren makes another direct error that leads to a goal, then, you know, he's really going to be under the cosh. And I think, even though like Jamie says, our best option is to put Gomez at centre back and put Trent at right back, I don't really rate Clavin either. So that will be my preferred way of doing things, really. So yeah.
And no mad shouts for a change of formation, anybody?
Oh, I
don't think he's bold enough.
Nah, I wouldn't say formation.
You don't think Klopp's bold enough?
I don't think it's the right time to start messing about with things. I think you've got to stick to what you know in this sort of context. I don't think going forward we're going to play four at the back. So I don't think going forward that there is too much of an issue. It's just at the back, really, and I don't think it warrants a change of formation.
I think there's a conversation to be had about the midfield about whether. And some of it depends on fitness. Mm. You know, it depends whether Wijnaldum's, you know, back in the team or anything. Like, but I think there's a conversation there that maybe if he looks to put, you know, Chan to me looks as if he's carrying an knock or something. Something's a bit amiss there, whether it's this thing about the Juventus interest and that. But whether he changes it and goes a bit more defensive and puts two lads in there as opposed to just Henderson by himself. Because I think there were times where Henderson looked a bit overran against Spurs, and that's because of how they set up. But maybe go 4-2-3-1 and see if you can get Solanke or Sturridge up front, or, you know, something like that.
What you think, can drop like a Firmino into the 10?
Into the 10,
something,
yeah.
Like that,
yeah. But I think the thing is, I don't think he can make any mad changes because, you know, he's obviously got to somehow get Mane back. I mean, Mane had walked back into the team, but he's got to try and keep the thing that we've got, the wingers. It seems daft to throw that out, where we've got that going on. But I don't know. I just think it, maybe if he's going to make changes at the back, you know, do you have someone else in front of them, kind of thing, to give them a bit more protection? I don't know. But
I don't think there's enough time to change the formation, because I think that the perfect time to change formation during the season would be during an international break. Mm-hmm. Once like half your squad's gone, and then like you got your non-internationals like Matip and all the other youthful players and stuff like that, that's when you change your formation. You try and integrate it into the side when you've got a week or two to work with it, not 5 days between games. I don't think it's the perfect time.
Unless, I agree with you, but unless Klopp's been working on it, maybe half a session a week or something like that.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, like, we know that Conte changed to the three at the back with great success last season. The rumours were that he had been working on that in training since he went in. So I can understand if that was the case, but I can't imagine that we will have had time to be doing training sessions on stuff that is not our plan A at the moment, because, you know, we've been playing two games a week every single week, it seems like. There just doesn't seem to be time to be planning these extra training sessions or anything around change of formation. So let us know what you think in the comments section. Actually, do you think Liverpool will have a change of formation? What would you do with regards to the defenders? Let us know in there. Let us know your back fours and your goalkeepers and stuff. I'm going to come on and ask the lads now for their preferred 11s. These aren't predictions of what Klopp will do, just to state. These are what the lads and me think I would do, or they would do, if they were in Klopp's shoes going into this game. So if you want to put your boards up now, and I'll ask Jamie to go through yours first, please, mate.
Ward to start in goal, because I think Mignolet's made enough errors now. Mm-hmm. Going through the back four, I'd risk it with Alexander-Arnold and Gomez at the back with Matip. And Moreno hasn't put a foot wrong this season so far, so we're done. See why Robertson should come in just yet. The three midfield, where we've got Coutinho, Gini and Hendo, I think will be strong enough to come against the Huddersfield side. And then you got Oxley, Chamberlain, Firmino and Salah. I think the Ox, he looked like a good player coming on against United, and he did all right when he came on against Spurs. The individual mistakes you'll see, like the odd cross goes over, but I think that you just got to build his confidence with that, plus he's a young player. So, yeah, I think he comes into the side.
Okay, and yourself, John?
Largely the same. I think change back four. I think Ward deserves a chance. I still don't trust Karius. I think he's been all right in spells, but under pressure, and there can't really be too many more mistakes, I think, from our back line. I've gone with Robertson over Moreno, just because I think if you're trying to get through a game like this, and I think what we need is to get through and, you know, build a bit of confidence. As good as he's been, you don't really want someone who's just legging it up the pitch half the time. You know what I mean? You want someone who'll be all right tucking in and just doing the basics. And I've put Chamberlain in midfield just because I think that he's done enough in cameos, and he suggests that he probably deserves a start. And like I said before, you know, we don't know whether Wijnaldum's fit or who'd start in midfield type of thing. And the same front three that we had.
Okay, who's that playing in the centre there?
Well, Henderson.
No, in the centre of the forwards.
Firmino.
Are you sure that says Firmino?
Firmino.
I don't know. Probably overspelled.
What about yourself, mate? Is there a reason
there's
that
a
the attack
gap, yeah,
is so far away from the midfield? Is that no, these guys are defending and it's just you three going to attack? I need everybody
stand on the
back
halfway
in my
line.
Side.
Yeah, no, sorry. There's just
it's got a back seven.
Yeah, it's no, I've gone with
hold the ball still for us. The guys have got a chance.
I've gone with Ward because I agree with most of the shouts so far. I think Mignolet. I've tried to defend Mignolet for as long as I can, and then at the weekend, at least two of his goals, I think he should. Two of the Spurs goals, he could have done better. I just think, and like I say, I don't rate Karius at all. So I think Ward. Why not? Just he deserves a go. He did all right. Did he play the cup game against Leicester?
That's the only game he's played so far this season.
He did okay there. I know we lost, but he did all right. So
he
give
came
him
out and caught a corner in like the first 5 minutes, and I was like sold. Yeah. I want him in side.
We need two new goalies. What's the worst?
Was it in that game that he made that boss save when he tipped it onto the bar, but they scored straight away? Or was that the Atletico game? Yeah.
Yeah, in the Audi Cup. But yeah, anyway, I've gone with the same back four as John, purely because exactly the same reason. I think we just need somebody who's a bit more defensive minded. I think in this game because it's potentially a banana peel, and I don't want a defender overcommitting going forward to be the reason that we perhaps concede a goal and perhaps concede the
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This game. In the middle, I've gone with Jordan Henderson, Coutinho and Genie Wijnaldum. I was tempted to be a bit more bold and perhaps mention Gruitch, who had a very good game on Monday night for the under-23s against Man United. But I don't know, I just sort of thought... If Wijnaldum's fit and Coutinho does a great job in this role, then you know that's a pretty solid midfield three. And then I think Ox is definitely due a start, and the other two I don't see.
Yeah,
Salah had a good game against Spurs. Bobby had a good game.
Interesting that there's no shouts for Daniel Sturridge across the board, though, isn't it? I think
it is the type of game he'd come into as well.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if he started. But I don't think it'll happen.
We've only been doing these preferred 11s since the start of the season. But I would hazard a guess that since we started Redmen in 2009 and started properly in 2010, if you'd have asked the people on the Uncensored Match build-up show what goalkeeper we want, there would never have been a case where we'd pick the third-choice goalkeeper.
That's a good point, though.
Which is absolutely mental. Four of us have all picked the third-choice goalkeeper as our preferred starting option, and a guy who's only played once this season for us in a loss. I mean, that just tells you about how bad Liverpool's been at the moment. I've changed the defence up slightly, and I've gone with a little bit of an outside shot of James Milner at right back. Now, I've partnered him with Gomez, Matip and Moreno. Moreno, I could do either, to be honest, Robertson or Moreno. I want to see that Matip and Gomez partnership develop, and I'm a little bit unsure about whether Trent can be the right back if that's the case, because, if, as you mentioned at the very top of the show, so much youth in your back four. So I think the defence has missed James Milner this season in his leadership qualities more than anything else. Because I think Moreno started really well this season. He's played really well. But Milner's an organiser, and he doesn't mind from fullback last season turning around and going, get back or get in line or do this. So there's intangible benefits, I think, to playing James Milner in your back four. And I think for me, he'd be my organiser of this back four. And that's why I've put him in there. I've put Henderson, Chan and Coutinho. Again, not something that's... really outside the box or anything. Wijnaldum, if he's fit, I don't know on Wijnaldum's knee injury. And then I've gone with Salah, Firmino and Ox. And the reason I've gone with Ox on the wing as opposed to in the centre is because that's what Klopp said about him last week. He said he's not ready to play centre midfield because he doesn't know the role yet. I know Phil Coutinho knows the role, so I'm kind of going with that. But what do you think of Milner at right back shout?
Well, it's what I would have done on Sunday against Spurs.
Yeah.
So I don't see why not. I just think Trent's got a point, not a point to prove, but you know he'll be desperate to get, you know, prove why he should be in the team ahead of Gomez. Really, when if we sign another centre back, then it's, you know, and Klein's still out. You know, Trent will want to make a stake for why he should be in this team more often. So I just thought it's a good game to throw him in.
I could probably see that happening. Milner right back. It's more chance of that happening than Alexander-Arnold and Gomez happening. But then Clavin playing centre-back, I think that's last resort. I think that's like third choice for that, for the back four options. So I think that's more realistic. And then the youth side.
I don't really see it as realistic. I was just hoping.
I think you've got a fair point. And I don't think there's anyone in our team. And, I think Henderson's got a lot of positive qualities. But I don't think there's many people in our squad who are good leaders. As in being vocal on the pitch. And he's probably thinking like... You can say what you want about Maribor. I think he's you know, shown already this season he's the guy who's best for that. You know what I mean? He actually will organise the team a bit. And maybe, I don't know how Klopp wants to set them up defensively in terms of what he tells them about getting forward and stuff, but maybe we need someone in the back who can just say, look, we're our own little unit. That's the way it's always been, classically, that the defence is its own little mini team, and having someone like him there, I think, makes sense to do that.
Okay, and we spent a lot of time talking about the defence, and Jamie, I'll come to you first on this. It's Anfield. We're playing a team that's probably, Klopp knows the manager very well. You know, they were best man at each other's weddings and all that type of stuff, much talked about. This guy will know how to set up a side that can nullify Jürgen Klopp's threats, I suppose. Do you think we're going to do anything different in an attacking sense, or is it a case of just go out there and score some goals, please?
The problem with this Liverpool side is that we're capable of whacking this team 5-0, but then we're also capable of losing this like 2-1 or something like that. I think we should be strong enough. We'll go out there the first 20 minutes. If we get an early goal, it might calm the nerves down. And I think, hopefully, we'll go out and win the game, but you never know. Like you said yourselves, it is a potential banana peel in the fixtures of games, but hopefully we come out with the 3 points.
You're confident of a win, John?
I am. I think when you look at their side... You know, he's done wonders with them, really. Wagner, he's took a bunch of lads and got them playing, you know, above the sum of the parts, everything. But at the end of the day, they're all lads who, this is their first time in this league, and, you know, and it's obviously maybe not the youngest, you know, not the best players in the age bracket. I think really it should be a game where our quality in the individual positions shows through. It should be that there shouldn't be anyone in the midfield who's getting the run around off their side, type of thing. And up front, we should be using Salah's pace to burn them. You know what I mean?
And then Ben, for you, mate, I think, you know, everybody knows they're coming off the back of a great victory at the weekend. They beat Manchester United 2-1 at their own ground. But before that, they didn't score against Swansea, where they lost 2-0. They didn't score against Tottenham, where they lost 4-0. They didn't score against Burnley. They drew 0-0. They didn't score against Crystal Palace and lost 1-0. And then they drew 1-1 with Leicester going back to the, you know, middle of September and stuff. So this is a side that, although they've had a great result at the weekend, hasn't been able to score goals
until they meet us.
Don't say that.
No, I know what you're saying, and I think as much as obviously they are struggling for goals, if we go and do our job and be clinical ourselves, I think that'll be the main instruction. Go out and just put away your chances. You know, we're kind of sick of seeing so many chances go awry, and I read a stat the other day. It was something like City have had two more shots on goal than us this season, but have scored over double that we have. and that tells you all you need to know. Because if we go out and bury our chances, then we'll start putting teams away like Huddersfield. We'll start turning draws at home to Burnley into wins, and even the United game. You know, we'll start turning them sort of games into 3 points, and that's what we need to start looking at doing.
I think it's interesting, like the quote from Coutinho this week about, you know, that they've said it's on them, the players, it's their individual mistakes, and I think that says to me that they all know that they need to work hard in this game, and that's. It's a case of like we need to make the right choice, you know what I mean? Not just take.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? We did something on the stat show at the end of the month about the shot conversion of Liverpool and also the shots conceded and stuff. Now, if you've not gone back and watched that, or if you're not a member on the website, me and John do a stat show once a month. We literally counted up all the shots that Liverpool had in that month and how many goals and weighed that shot conversion. We did that for every single team that Liverpool are, you know, supposed to be battling against: Manchester City, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal, and looked at the shot conversion percentage for all of those top teams. And then we did the flip side: how many shots people had against us, and how many they scored. Do you remember the exact figures?
It was something daft, like City have like one in five, like 20% of their shots go in, and then for us it's like
less than 5%.
No, and then when you went the other way, it was like they all had more in terms of teams scoring against them. It was like they all had less than like 5, and I think ours was like over 20.
Yeah, over 25%. Yeah. So we were conceding 1 in 4 shots, and I think City's was less than 1%.
Yeah, it was less than 1%.
You know, 1 in 100. And we were conceding 1 and 4 type of thing. Like, it was really, really interesting show, wasn't it? So that's the redmentv.com. If you like the extra stuff, if you like the more in-depth style football chat, then do go over there and check that out. Just done a great Reds News roundup with Steor as well. Really, really interesting stuff on Phil Coutinho, on the ticketing stuff. Don't know whether people have seen this or not, but you know, there was a company over in Australia advertising Manchester United away tickets as part of a big package deal. So we did a lot of talking on that, and Peter Moore and Tony Barrett, and there was loads of stuff. It's really, really interesting. Get over to redmentv.com to check that stuff out. It's only £5 a month. First month is free. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, coming back to you guys in the room. Ben, score prediction for the weekend?
3-1 to Liverpool.
Okay. And you know what? Goal scorers.
Goal scorers. All of them, or just the first?
Well, it depends how many there are.
well, there's three. Okay. I think.
Who are those two?
I think.
No one's getting that checked then.
No.
No one's getting a brace.
No. Coutinho, Henderson, and Salah.
He's not thought this through.
Put me on the spot, Chris.
Coutinho, Henderson, and who?
Salah.
Okay, Salah.
I think 3-0 to Liverpool. I think Salah will get 2, and Firmino will get 1.
Okay.
2-1 Liverpool, Salah with a double.
Okay, I like it. I'm going to go 2-0 Liverpool, Salah first goal, Coutinho second goal, I think. So there you go. That's been the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. Thank you very much, lads, for joining me in the room. Thanks to the lads behind the camera. Thanks to you for watching. If you've enjoyed the video, drop a like on it, subscribe to us on YouTube, and we'll see you next time, where Paul will be back tomorrow with the Starting 11 Prediction Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.